The Possibility Path for Business, Step 5, Part 1, Your Shortcut, Systems for Routine. Take a deep breath in, and when you let it out, relax your shoulders, your arms, your legs, all the way down your feet. Your feet getting very, very, very heavy. Just settle into the space that you are in and the place that you are in the here and the now. Systems make the world go round. Systems are found in every part of society, from our governments and our corporations and all the big things that run the world to the littlest systems, but most important, on how to get your kids out the door to go to school. The systems that we have in our life, we create, sometimes without even knowing that we're creating them. But when we decide to create a business, whether we buy a franchise or start one from scratch, we have to create the systems that run that business. And creating the systems that run that business can sometimes be easier than we think it is. Sometimes we make it a lot harder because people who own and run their own business tend to be dreamers. And dreaming is the first and most important step of setting up systems in our world. It is what motivates us. It is that goal. It is that light at the end, that beautiful culmination of everything you've been trying to create happening all at once. But that goal and that dream life is a long way out from where you begin. And how you get there is systems. So on the possibility path, we have two different kinds of systems. Systems for routine and systems for change. Systems for routine is what we'll focus on in Step 5, Part 1, Here and Now. Systems for routine are the foundation of your business. They are what keeps the day-to-day wheels turning. They are what helps keep you moving forward. They are what helps keeps you having consistency in your business, no matter what customer or clients you're dealing with. They are what helps you communicate to your employees, the people you hire, the people you work with, the people you network, all of that. Who you are, what you're doing, and how you're getting it done. So with systems for routine, we do start with the dream. Take a deep breath in and into your heart space right there. Even as I'm talking, I'm pretty sure you already started imagining your dream. Your dream for this business. Your dream for your life. Your dream for your world. And just imagine and feel into this big, giant dream that you have. That final end game, living the life of your dreams, as they say. That final goal, destination. Just imagine it and feel into it. Feels pretty good sometimes, huh? But in order to achieve that, we have to break it down. So next, we move in to goals. In order to take this big, beautiful dream of yours and actually bring it into physical fruition, I need to break it down into smaller pieces, into goals. What are the things that we really want? Put it into concrete numbers, ideas, feelings. And in a worksheet, you can do and break down them individually. But for this shortcut, which you can do over and over again, we're just going to focus on one goal. One goal. Your goal may be in 5 or 10 years, you want to have a $1 million business. That $1 million business today starts with $10. That $1 million business reaching millions of people may start today reaching one person. So we start with the goal of the million. and we break it down to one. Deep breath in into your heart space and just ask to be shown, what is the most important goal for you right now, right here, in setting up and growing your business? Sometimes this means it's the thing we're most afraid of or worried about. So focus on that if you wish. What is the goal or the idea or the one thing you're kind of nervous about in creating a system in your business? What is one goal that you have for your business? Into your heart space, just allow your brain to settle down. You know it right there. It's been bugging you. It's been driving you nuts. What is the goal that you want? And then we break down that goal. So that's a big goal. $1 million, and we break it down into the one. Even if you have the one person, reach one person a day for 10 years, how do you do that? Break it down. Another deep breath into your heart space. What is one thing you can do, one small thing that you can do to create this goal, to reach this goal? This is part of setting up the system. What do we do and how do we do it? To reach that goal, break it down small. $1 million in 5 years, what do you do today? Reach 1 million people in 5 years, how many people do you reach today? And what can you do right here, right now, today, to reach that goal? If you're writing a book, you write one page a day. You will reach your goal in a year. What is one thing you can do today? And then lastly, because deadlines and timelines are fantastic ways to not only encourage us to keep moving forward and help us focus on what's most important, but they also make for great benchmarks. If we missed the deadline, did we set our expectations too high, or did we not go far enough? So here you have your goal. You have your tiny, smaller goal. Your timeline. Your deadline. What is this deadline for the one thing that you can do to reach your goal and then finally achieve your dream? Just today, right now, feel into your heart space. Give yourself a timeline, a deadline. Do you have to have this one thing done by tomorrow, or in a week or 2 weeks? What is the deadline for this one thing that you can do to reach your goal and to achieve your dream? Just feel into it. You're maybe too much in your head thinking about what you have to do and where you have to go. So just deep breath and feel into it. Ask for a day, ask for a time, and just pay attention. The answer will come. That deadline is going to give you just a benchmark, just an idea, a focal point. And when you reach that, when you get it done, the last step is the most important step. Celebrate it. Celebrate right now, right here, you achieving that goal. If you celebrate every goal that you reach, everything that you do on your to-do list, celebrate it in small ways by giving yourself that pat on the back. Celebrate it in big ways by having parties or 10-year anniversaries. You are able then to enjoy the journey. You are able then to appreciate every moment along the way. For your dream life is not someplace in the future. Your dream life of owning and running a business is not tomorrow. It's today. You are doing this today. Just by doing this program, you are doing it. You are creating your life, your dream life today. It's not about reaching the final goal or destination in perfect format exactly as you thought it would be. It is about living the process. It is about enjoying the process, as difficult and struggling and crazy as it can be sometimes. And if you can enjoy the process and the challenges and the structure and creating it and figuring it out and setting your spreadsheets or your calendars and filling them in with clients or customers or counting the receipts or figuring out what sales you made or didn't make or any of the wonderful components that are involved in running a business, you can live the dream now. And if you live the dream now, you are already a success. Do not set your benchmarks, your goals, so high that you can never reach them. Break them down. Start small. Keep those goals steady. Reach them slowly, one at a time, tiny bit by tiny bit, deadline by deadline. But most importantly, make sure that you celebrate every step of the way. You can do this step over and over and over again, and you will, because that's what it takes to create systems for the foundation of your business. With those systems comes change, and we'll deal with that next. But for right now, just know that you are already doing the work. You are already creating the life of your dreams. So give yourself a round of applause and some celebration right here, right now, for just showing up and being present and doing the work to create the foundation of your dreams. Go ahead and take another deep breath in when you are ready. Go ahead and come back to your body or the focus on your body. Begin to feel your feet getting very, 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 very heavy. Remember to relax. Stretch out your arms and your legs. Go ahead and wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you are ready, and if you wish, you may write about, take some notes, and process your experience. All my love, Miss Janine, thepossibilitypath.com.